Chapter 13 Cat and Fox and Marionette walked and walked and walked. At last, toward evening, dead tired, they came to the inn of the Red Lobster.
"Let us stop here a while," said the fox, "to eat a bite and rest for a few hours. At midnight we'll start out again, for at dawn tomorrow we must be at the Field of Wonders."
They went into the inn, and all three sat down at the same table. However, not one of them was very hungry. The poor cat felt very weak, and he was able to eat only 35 mullets with tomato sauce and 4 portions of tripe with cheese. Moreover, as he was so in need of strength, he had to have 4 more helpings of butter and cheese. The fox, after a great deal of coaxing, tried his best to eat a little. The doctor had put him on a diet, and he had to be satisfied with a small hare dressed with a dozen young and tender spring chickens. After the hare, he ordered some partridges, a few pheasants, a couple of rabbits, and a dozen frogs and lizards. That was all. He felt ill, he said, and could not eat another bite. Pinocchio ate least of all. He asked for a bite of bread and a few nuts, and then hardly touched them. The poor fellow, with his mind on the Field of Wonders, was suffering from a gold piece indigestion.